This is Senator Al Simpson. Panama's meat-fisted dictator Manuel Noriega is up to his crude tricks again. I think it's high time to deal with this chump. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, by all honest accounts, Noriega has cruelly stolen away the May 7th national election from the people of his country. Polls show us that the opposition candidate for president rang up 74% of the vote, but that's sure not what Noriega's tote board shows. Former President Carter and a congressional delegation say the fraud was blatant and clear. Soon Panama gets to choose its own canal zone administrator for the first time, but that decision must not be made by a phony government with Noriega at the controls. The Panamanians are indeed our friends, Ted, but this dud Noriega sure ain't. He is denying them their democratic right of free and fair elections. I hope the Panamanians themselves will tie the can to that bum.
Al, I support the president on Panama. Our first priority is to guarantee that American citizens are safe and that the canal is protected, and our next priority is to get Noriega out. The success of our policy will depend on how effectively we mobilize the support of other nations in our hemisphere. If we all speak with one voice, we can bring maximum pressure against Noriega and have a fair chance to succeed. President Bush deserves credit for focusing the spotlight on the elections in advance of the voting. The strategy worked, and Noriega's fraud was quickly unmasked. He didn't have the nerve to go through with a scheme to steal the election and was forced to nullify it instead. President Bush has done well so far. Dictator Noriega is in more trouble than ever before. He's the outcast of the hemisphere, even in his own country. President Bush should keep the pressure on, Al, and keep working with other nations to tighten the screws. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on new steps against apartheid in South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.